Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Hei Omud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday Simen Tov Kuf Tzadi, which deals with the actual sounds that we blow in the shofar. And we begin on the very top line of Samach Hei Omud Aleph with the halacha Vishir Tikia Gam Kein Tisha Trumutin Kitrua, that the length of the blast of the tekiah should be these nine sounds, these nine trumitin, just like the trua is these nine sounds, so the length of the tekiah should be the length of the trua. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Nir Gimel tells us, and this is somewhat complicated, and the Mishneh Berurah will hopefully clarify things at the end. And he says, when we're saying here that the shear of tekiah should be the nine trumitin like a trua, that's talking about the trua, hainu b'shel tarat, the trua of just the plain trua. We call it trua, tekiah. Dilu b'shal tashat, if we're talking about the trua that we call shvarim, hu yosemat, that's a little bit longer. And therefore, the Mishneh Berurah concludes and he says, v'nochon lochush l'deya zu l'chadchila, we should be careful about this to make sure that the tekiah is at least these nine sounds. However, b'di'evet, da'im oso so kishlosha kochos, k'dei arishona, ken kasu achronim. But it would be adequate, at least if you did it with three sounds, kishlosha kochos, like we brought down in yesterday's shir. This is the opinion, ken kasu achronim. Now we'll stop the Mishneh Berurah over here and continue reading the Mechaber, and then we'll come back to this point in the Mishneh Berurah. The Mechaber writes, well, Lefiza, based upon this, it's not a big deal if you elongate the shram a little bit. Then you have to go and make sure that when you do the tekiah of the tekiah shram teruah tekiah, tashrat, kishir yud beis trumitin. We'll see this is a printing error. This should be yud ches trumitin, because the tekiah has to be as long as the shram and the teruah. If you didn't elongate the tekiah long enough, and especially if you elongated the shvarim, lo kiyam a mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah, lo kamar, lo kamar, you weren't yotzei according to any of these two shitas. Now let's look inside in the Mishneh Berurah. This is somewhat complicated. Well, the Mishneh Berurah will go through it first, and then he'll give his conclusion. So we're back to the Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Sifkot Yud Gimel, four lines into Sifkot Yud Gimel. Umashi kosa v'lefize en l'chosh v'chule, that which the Mechaber just said, we don't have to be concerned. Rotz Lomer is telling us, the kivin d'shir tekiyo hu ketisho trumitin l'pachu, since the minimum length of the tekiyo is going to be these nine trumitin, so mimeila yuchol aharich b'shev erechot miyashvarim ad kedei shmona trumitin. Even if one of the shvarim was eight, it's still going to be less than the tekiah, so it won't be confused that the shvarim is really a tekiah. However, abo yizor shlo yasu kishir tisha trumitim, but you can't make one of the shvarim be these nine trumitim, because then das pasul ab b'di'evit, it's no good, because the nachshev ketekiah l'kol yama, then it sounds like a tekiah. And he says, v'nei b'tashrat, when you're doing the shvarim teruah, hay lo nalaka yosef, we have a little bit more leeway to make the shvarim longer. L'haruch b'shev erechon ad yud chet kolchos, you could even go up to 18, because even the true sham hu besach zeh, because the true is going to be longer. However, me'ila lo ev yishir tekiah ad yud ches, but don't have it less than these 18, because this shu ginichos v'yololos of the shvarim teruah, which is both the combination of the sawing and the wailing, el de'esh lochosh le'bil badas, but if you constantly are switching around how long you blow the shvarim, sometimes you blow it long and sometimes you blow it short, you're going to run into problems. Shavam echad yasa shever oruch v'chaveri, you're going to mistakenly make the shever longer, the b'tashat, and when you're doing the tekiah, shvarim tekiah, halo also lasus kein, you can't have a very long shever because it's going to be longer than the tekiah. The chanal, as we've already explained, and therefore alkein yashv osam chomokim. You should try to do the shvarim all the same, even if they're the shvarim of the shvarim teruah versus just the shvarim of the shvarim alone. Shlo yeshum shever orech kitisha kochos. Never make the shvarim too long. The gamadas arayvid kol shevishu kitisha kochos nechshav kitkia, because the arayvid holds that any time you have the shever, even in the shvarim teruah, if the shever is nine kochos, it's like a tekiya, and therefore alkein yashv zor b'zeh. You shouldn't blow it that long. But technically, you still would be yotze even if the shever was longer in the tashrat, because technically you have up to 18 kochos. But if you made it 18, then it sounds like a tekiah and it's no good. The shuv nasa tekiah l'kol yama, that certainly would be a tekiah. Therefore, it's best to make the three shvarim no longer than nine kochos. But if any of them was up to six kochos, you would be okay. Sivkon Yudalit, we said yud based trumitin, that's a mistake. To sofer, v'tzorach lomar yud ches, should be 18. The true hu tisha trumitin, because the true is 9. V'gam shvarim l'pachos uken, could be 9 as well. V'mken yud ches, v'gam yosemar, could even be a little bit more than 18. To shvarim aruchim yosemar, because it could be a little bit longer in each of the shvarim. Sivkon tesvav, the herich v'shvarim, if you elongated the shvarim, Lav Tavka, it doesn't mean literally that you elongated the Shvarim. Do adin, imarichoso bishvarim hayoshavim at kia. It doesn't have to be more than the kia, even if it's the same length as the kia, gamkin lo yotz, it's a problem. Vine bavur zeh. Now the Mechaber says, shasif rabu parotiv. There are many details in this sif, we ran through it. And it's difficult to go and understand this the way we just read it. So the Mishnah reviews it for us. And he says, I will tell you the proper way to do this. So listen carefully. The one who's blowing the shofar should be careful. He has to make sure that the tekiyo of tashrat is longer. So again, I use the example of 2 seconds for a shvarim, 2 seconds for a trua. So then the shvarim trua is going to be 4 seconds. So then the tekiah there has to be at least 4 seconds. She called tekiah yela pochus kishir chai kochos, the yudches kochos umat yosir, a little bit more. Vatkiel shel tashat betarach, but the tekiahs that just are with the shvarim or just with the trua yela pochus kishir tisha kochos, they should be half that. They should be at least the length of 9 kochos. To be yotzi l'kol yam, and this would be yotzi. So again, if you're using it as a standard of 2 seconds. For a trua alone or for a shvarim alone, then the tekiah has to be at least 2 seconds itself. And if you're using shvarim trua, which is 2 plus 2, which is 4 seconds, so the tekiah has to be at least 4 seconds. And you can blow a longer tekiah, albeit we brought down, if you blow it too long, you may change the sound, and that is problematic according to some. Vegam, yizor, b'chol shvarim, and one should be careful with all the shvarim, whether it's the shvarim of bein b'tashat or bein b'tashrat, shalo yase shum shever mitisha kochos. Never make it longer than 9 kochos. V'tov yose shalo yase b'chol shever, rak kishlosha kochos. And each shever itself should be only 3 kochos. V'gam yizor lechachila shiase kol trua, bein shal tashrat, bein shal tarat, kishir tisha kochos. And the trua, whether it's part of the trua alone or part of the shvarim trua, should not be longer than 9 kochos. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber tells us, Shlosh Shvarim Surach Lasosim Meshima Achas. Here we get into a very interesting discussion. So when you're doing the Shvarim, you shouldn't have a pause in between them. It should be Beneshima Achas. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Tezayin tells us, Dezer Anu Osim Bishul Trua Hakos B'Torah, because the Trua in the Torah is one sound. Vein Lafsiko L'Shnaim. It's one continuous sound, it's broken up, but it shouldn't have any Hafsaka with the breath in between. And he brings down, Because of Rova Poskim, Zeh Likuva Afil B'Dievet, that this is even going to be bid the evit, that if you have an ishima in between the shvarim or the trua, it is no good. Albeit, in the Ber Hey tape, he brings down the opinion of the Tav that says bid the evit, you would be yotze if you had beis and ishimos. The Mechaber continues and he says, avol shlosha shvarim utrua, but when you have the 3 shvarim and the trua of tashrat, yesh omrim, he brings down an opinion, this is seen the Ber Gola, osches, is Rabbeinu Tam, and many other Mefarshim, the Rav HaMagid, according to the Rambam, and other Poskim, they hold, She'ein tzorech lasosa mishima achas. You bedavka, do not make it with mishina achas. You have a slight breath in between the shvarim and the trua. Fushalo yishev avsoka, yosef mikdei nishima, but it shouldn't be longer than a breath. Then he says, V'yesh omrim, there is another opinion, this in the Be'er Gola, Ostes, is the Ritz Geis, the Rosh and the Ramban, that say, Shetzorich la'asosam b'nishim achas. No, even the Shvarim Trua has to be without a breath in between. Now, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah and see if Katan Yud Zayin, where he tells us, the genuche b'yilulei lo'av the inshe b'nishim achas. The reason why you have to do it with a breath in between, according to the first opinion, she'en l'tzorich la'asosam b'nishim achas, is because, again, the sounds of the sawing and the wailing aren't done in one breath. And then he tells us, "V'ayin in the base Yosef in the Bach the b'di'eved." Even according to this opinion, Gamla de'azu im also b'shima achas yotze, you would be yotze. They say you don't have to, but you would be yotze if you did a b'shima achas. However, lechatchila svirulu de ain nochel lasos b'shima achas. But ideally, you should make it with a breath in between. The issue foot number 12 says that based upon this shita she'ain lasos b'shima achas, hayim tzorch before linshom min hashvarim, that you should have an actual breath in between, or it should just have a pause that is enough for a breath, but you don't actually have to take a breath in between. So he first brings down the opinion of Shulchan Aruch Rav, Shiyesh Lin Shom Bein Taim, that you should actually take a breath in between. There's also the opinion of the Sefer Eish Das, and also the opinion of the Gaon Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik from Brisk, the Brisker Rabbi from Eretz Yisrael, and also Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, as well as Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, say Shein Tzorach Lin Shom Bepol. According to this opinion, you don't actually have to take a breath, but there should be a little pause in between. If you do have a breath, how long should this breath be? Or how long should this pause be? So he brings down different opinions, and he says, Ein tzorach nishima amuka varucha. It shouldn't be a deep, long pause or breath in between. Just a short little breath. Achein, kiven sheyesh yoser akpada shelo laharich yoser midai measher shelo lekatz yoser midai. He says it's much more important that you don't have it too long rather than too short. So he says the minhag is to make a very short hefsek. On the other hand, he brings out for the sefer eish das that this neshima should be kishisha trumitin or yoser, should be at least 6 blasts, this time it takes to make 6 blasts or more. Or say from wadu zvanim from a Sternbach shlita, he says. Pikmik midvarv shedai bepachos. He says, no, this 6 trumitin is too long and it's adequate to have less. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yuches tells us that according to the other opinion, tzarich lasos v'neshima achas, you bedavka have to do it v'neshima achas. Now, their reasoning is, v'taimam, doha mashon osim shvarim trua. When we do shvarim trua, that's because that's the trua. Whom it made the shema kavanah satorah betrua l'shteim davka. Goes yotzi, they trua. So therefore, it's one breath. Imkein, ein lahafsik b'neim neshima. You shouldn't have any pause in between. Davik mo trua, shenechel kam, l'shteim, veinu klom. Because if you normally break up a trua in 2 different breaths, a regular trua, a regular shvarim, so then it's a problem. And therefore, v'alkein, afilu b'diyevet, according to this, even b'diyevet, imosu kei machzirin, so you have to repeat this blast. However, Mishnah Berurah concludes, "Mikol makom lo yitaka shvarim trua bekoach echad built yishum hefsek." But there still should be some sort of a pause, not a breath, but some sort of a pause between the shvarim and the trua. The b'chi haygabna lo mikri neshima achas. That's not called neshima achas if you have a slight pause. A little pause you can have without a breath. Lo yeh b'chdei neshima b'intayim, but you shouldn't have a breath in between. The issue foot number 13 brings up in the Chazon Ish. He disagrees with this. He says, "Adiraba, ba'ofen zeh shemafsik ma'at." If you have a small pause in between, so then it is considered kishtei neshimos, and therefore you shouldn't have any pause at all. And he says, "Lashita sheyesh l'tkol b'shima achas in hifsik beinehem afilu mashu lo yotze." That's the Chazon Ish's opinion. How much is this neshima achas according to the Chazon Ish? So nechleku aposkim. So he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, the Chazon Ish's nephew, and he says. If you do the trua right after the shever, mamish, you don't even finish off the shvarim, but you go straight into the trua. Sofa shvarim, hu kvar tchilas ha-trua. On the other hand, the Imre Yosher says, the Chazonish's opinion is that you finish off the shever, but you just don't have any pause afterwards. It must be a recognizable shever by itself, but immediately you begin the trua right afterwards, and this is also the opinion of Nissen Karolitz Zatzal, as well as Rav Dublitsky and Rav Shapira, also Zatzal. So what should we do in this situation? You have these two opinions. One says that Ein Tzarech Lasosa B'Neshima Achas, and one says Yesho Mishatzarech Lasosa B'Neshima Achas. So what should you do? So the Mechaber says, V'yori Shemayim, a person who's interested in fulfilling God's will, he brings down the name of the Trumas Hadeshen, Yetzei Dechulam, should try to be Yotzei both opinions. How do you do that? Obetkios, the Miyushov, and the what we call the sitting down tekios, which are not during the Shemoneh Esrei. Those are the ones that we do before the Shemoneh Esrei, before Musaf. Yaseh B'Neshima Achas, those you do with the Shvarim and the Trua together, with no pause in between or no breath in between. Or b'tkios de ma'umad, and in the ones during the Shemoneh Esrei, which are known as the tkios de ma'umad, yaseh b'shtei neshimos. Those you do with a pause of breath in between the shvarim and the trua. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yotes tells us, I will if chalo, but don't do it the other way. Obed, he brings out the Sharet Zion, Os Yud Zayin, that Hainu b'makomos, he's talking here, Shenoagin k'Rabbeinu Tam. This is only where they are Noag like the Rabbeinu Tam, l'tkor rak tashrat l'malchios v'chein l'zachronos v'chein l'shofros. So they only blow the tashrat, they don't blow the other sounds. The Bazet, in this situation, Yosef Yimadashach, ikavanas ha-Torah l'shvarim l'chud o l'tru l'chud. They're Yotzei no matter what, because they only blow just the tashrat. They're not concerned about a hefsik, l'hefsik lo chay shinon. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues, tashrat, where they do it for all three types of series of blasts, the tashrat, the tashat, and the tarat, for malchios, they do it, they do it for all, so then, then you can switch it around and do b'miyushav b'shtei neshimos, while the tkios at the front of Musaf are done with a pause in between, so the shvarim is one breath and the trua is another breath. Be'umah, they do it during the Shema Esrei, b'neshima achas. You can flip it around. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's okay. How do we paskin? So the Ramah says, Hagah, v'aminog ha-pashut lasos hakol b'shtei neshimos. The Ramah seems to suggest that everybody does it with shtei neshimos. In other words, there is a breath in between the shvarim and the trua, the ein l'shanos. And the Ramah says, we don't switch this around. However, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Chof, he says, u'b'makom v'shenoagim lasos b'neshima achas, where they do it, not follow this, and they do it with one neshima, so gam kein lo yishan min hogam, they don't have to change and do this. And in fact, in the Os Yud Ches, in the Shaar HaTzion, he brings up the Chayyadim that he disagreed with the Ramah. He shmid mashakos of Ramah. He disagrees with that. He says the Be'emes Hachroas HaShulchan Aruch Tov V'Mavod. He says to do some like one neshima and some with two neshimas. He says the Bezeh on Yotzi Midei Kol HaDeos. This way we Yotzi with all the different opinions. And this is what's brought down in the issue footnote number 15 as well, in the name of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that Tokim B'Shtei Neshimos according to the Ramah Hainu B'Mokim Sheminog Kach. That's where the minog was to do this. Ve'Elu Shanas HaMinog B'Minam HaChokas. You don't switch it around because it's going to cause trouble. However, b'makum she'ein minog kavua, where they didn't have a set minog, so he says yesh la'asos kedas ha'shulchan aruch, do some b'neshima achas and some b'neshtei neshimos, and not like the opinion of the Eish Das. It says according to Ramah, you're not yotzi to do it b'neshima achas, you must do b'neshtei neshimos. And this is all the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and this is also the hachroa from the Chazon Ish Lamaisa, nochon la'asos kedas ha'shulchan aruch. You should do some with the shina achas and some with shtei neshimos, and this is what's brought down in the Luach Eretz Yisrael as well. This is the minog in Eretz Yisrael. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "Vafilu l'fim min hagenu, im also b'neshima achas yotze." Even according to this, that you should do it in shtei neshimos. He says, if somebody did it b'neshima achas, they are going to be yotze. And in the Shaar HaTzion Os Yud Ches, he brings down number one, the Harbei Poskim Sovrim l'chadchila tzorach lasos b'neshima achas. How can you say you're not yotze when many say that that's the only way you can be yotze? And furthermore, even if you do it with shtei neshimos l'chadchila, he says, certainly im also b'neshima achas yotze b'di eved. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chafal tells us, Achizar, one should be careful, Shalo Yafsik, one should be careful not to pause Yosef Mikdei Neshima, more than one breath in between the Shvarim and the Trua canal, as we've already explained. And therefore, Akin Tov, Shiyakri Lefonav Hamakre Shvarim Trua Bepamachas. So that's why we don't separate and say Shvarim and then Trua. So first blow the Shvarim and then blow the Trua. That's not the way we do it. Dimyamte Natokea Achiyikra Kore Lefonav Tevas Trua. If we'd say Shvarim, he blows the Shvarim, then you say Trua, he blows the Trua. Olum all, that's certainly going to lead Shia Ayadeze Hefsik Yosef Mikdei Neshima. That's going to be more than a breath. So that's why the minig is when the Makri says it, he says Shvarim Trua. Sometimes the Makri will say Shvarim with a little pause, then Trua to indicate that there should be a breath in between. And other times they'll say Shvarim Trua to show that there's no breath in between. It's just one sound. With this, we conclude today's shir.